Amen? Amen. Well, the scripture in John 8, 12, and Lewis around communion is a lot of what I was going to say today has been said, so praise God, the Holy Spirit always knows. John chapter 8 and verse 12, and the scripture comes up there, and this is when Jesus is speaking. I want to talk about when the light of Jesus is shining, what actually happens to us, or what is life like when Jesus is shining upon us, when His glory is upon us, when His grace is upon us, when we've touched something in God, what does it do to our lives? And Jesus said this in John 8, 12. He said, when Jesus spoke again to the people, He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Who follows me will never walk in darkness. What a wonderful promise. You won't ever be walking in darkness. You'll never be stuck in a situation that you cannot cope with. You'll never have to deal with something that you cannot handle, that God will give you a capacity to get through it if you only will tap into Him. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. What is it to have the light of life? To be able to know that God's radiance, His glory, to have His light shining upon us. We know our theme for the year is shine. Well, what is it like to know the grace of God, to know the love of God, to have His glory shining upon us? I want to have a look at that tonight. I want to look at how tonight, this morning actually, this morning, it's not tonight, it's tonight is tonight, isn't it? This morning is now, praise God. This morning I want to have a look at the light of God and how His light, when He shines upon us, how He touches us in the deepest needs in our life. Even as Lewis was sharing about communion, the fundamental parts of our heart and our life, when the Lord shines His face upon us, when He pours His grace upon us, what a wonderful thing it is that we have the light of life. Psalm 56:13, it says this. It says, for You have delivered me from death and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of life. And that's how God wants us to live, to walk our life, to live our life in context of His light, His glory shining upon us, the radiance of His glory shining upon our life. And that when you live your life, when you walk through life, as you go through life, as you go through things in life, you always are aware that God's glory is upon us. His face is always there. His radiance is always there for us in every part of life, in every step that we take, every journey, everything that we face, that we know that God is there, that we walk before God in the light of life. He's delivered us and gave us salvation so that we not only have eternal life, but we have a light, a life that we live that's in the fullness of His light. And we'll talk about it a little bit later, because sometimes you may struggle as we go through things in life, but to know that we have His light upon us. And one of the most fundamental needs that we have as people, the most fundamental human need that we have, even as Lewis said so wonderfully around communion, so praise God, is that need for relationship. God has actually created every one of us not to be on our own. God never created you to be on your own, to go through life on your own. He actually created you for relationship, to be in relationship with others, to have brothers and sisters. You become a believer, you give your life to Christ. You immediately have a whole family. Your brothers and sisters were all related together. But the most deepest fundamental relationship that we have is to be related with our Father in heaven, the one who created us, to come into relationship with the one who made us and the one who loves us the most. That is the deepest need that we have. And one of the things about the light of God is that when the light of God shines upon us, is salvation will come to us. Psalm 80 verse 3 says, it's good Psalm verse, chapter 80 of Psalm. It says this in verse 3, it also repeats it in verse 7, and it actually finishes the psalm in verse 19. It finishes, so it's trying to get a strong message across about, restore us, O God, make Your face shine upon us that we might be saved. Restore us, O God, let Your face shine upon us that we might be saved. And when the light of God shines upon your heart, the first thing that it does is it brings you into a restoration. The brokenness of your life, all of the things that are being, all of the brokenness, all the hurt, the pain, the shame, the failure, all of those things, God immediately will touch those things. When we come into relationship with Him, when His light shines upon us, He begins to deal with those things in our life, areas of just hurt and pain. God begins to minister to us. He restores us, but He brings salvation to us. And that's the important thing that we celebrated about communion, is that we now are not removed from God. We're not separated from God because of Jesus Christ, because of what he did on the cross, because he died for us in our place, that we're no longer separated from God, as if God is up there somewhere, up somewhere God's there, but we have a God who's close to us, who's intimate with us, and as his light shines upon us, the Lord actually says he lives within us. We've been singing about that this morning, and so that fundamental need for relationship is met as he saves us. The light of Christ, first thing that it does is it saves us, it brings us restoration, it brings salvation to your life. Many of us here that have experienced that, many of us here know what it is to have the light of God upon our lives. But if you're here this morning and you haven't experienced that, you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, my encouragement to you today is to come that you might know him and allow his eternal light, his glory to shine upon your heart and upon your life. 2 Timothy 1:10, it says this, it says, "But has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death." He defeated death when he died upon the cross and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Brought life and immortality to life, to light. And when the light of Christ shines upon you, when you come into relationship with him, you have a promise for eternal life. And that's what Lewis was telling us, reminding us of. It's not just for this life. We have eternal life. We're going to live with him forever and ever and ever. His light is going to be shining upon us. What a wonderful thing that is. And when you're in the middle of a struggle, you're going through difficult things, and really, when you actually put everything into context, when you realize, you see the glory of God and the promise of eternal life, and that's when it says that everything else sort of becomes dim by comparison. Everything else becomes just like a shadow. It becomes something that's not going to overwhelm you when you're beholding the glory of God. And you know the promise of eternal life forever and ever and ever, that you will be with him. What a wonderful thing that is. A wonderful thing it is to know that you're going to live forever and to spend eternity with our Lord Jesus Christ. But it's not just for immortality. He's brought life. And it is also for this life, that as we walk closely to God and as his face shines upon us, that he meets those other deep needs within our heart and within our lives. God meets every need, the deepest needs that we have. I'm not talking about basic needs such as food and shelter and those things. God meets those things. Of course he does. He looks after us. God is well able. He's a loving father who's able to look after his children, and he does that. But I'm talking about some deeper, heartfelt needs that are right within us that we really need to have met. And as Lewis was even saying this morning, many ways that people try to meet those needs, those deep fundamental needs. But the only way that we meet that is to have the glory and the radiance of Christ shining upon our heart and upon our life. It says in Job 24:13, it says this, "There are those who rebel against the light, who don't know its ways or stay in its paths." And there are some people like that. There's some people that don't actually follow after the light. They actually rebel against the light. It's like the light is there, the path is marked out for us. But there's some people who turn away from that. They don't understand the light. It talks about in 2 Corinthians 4:4. It talks about how the God of this world has blinded their minds so that they cannot even see the light of the glory of God. Some people can't see as yet because they haven't taken the step into the light to have that revelation. But there are others who have known the light and can see that, yes, there is a light, there's a path. And sadly, those that will rebel against that, and they want to do their own thing, want to go their own way. They want to be stubborn. They want to be proud. They want to have their own things their own way, rather than surrendering their life to God and allowing the blessing of his glory upon their life and upon their heart. I trust that we are not like that, but that we are those who aren't going to rebel against the light, but Lord, we submit to you and your way. And in doing so, we enable the blessing of God to flow on our lives. It's when we rebel against God, when we're stubborn in sin or pride or arrogance, whatever it is, when we're stubborn against that, then the blessing that God wants to pour upon us, it can't flow upon our life. It's there for us, but if we choose to walk away from that or not within the light and the glory of God, then that blessing won't flow. But if we submit ourselves to him, there are great blessings will meet the deepest need of the human heart and soul. Psalm 36:9, it says this, it says, and this is an interesting little verse, this one. It's talking about the light of life, and we see the light that when we see the light, we have life in Christ. But it says this, it says, "For with you is the fountain of life." Everything of life comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything. And in your light, we see the light. Now just think of that little phrase for a moment. What does it mean? In your light, we see the light. Well, it seems pretty an obvious statement, doesn't it? That in your light, I see the light. Well, obviously, if I'm in your light, I'm obviously seeing the light. But I really believe what it's saying to us. It says, for some people, that step to become a Christian, that step to give their life to Christ, it's a difficult thing because as much as they look and they see people and they see these people that are going to be happy people, there's something about them, there's something touching their heart. It's hard for people, some people, to comprehend all that is available for them. And that's where really faith comes in, for someone to come into the Lord Jesus Christ. It says, in your light we see light. And when you're outside the light, you're in a shadow, you're in darkness. It's hard to see, it's hard to understand. And, well, that's light over there, but you can't actually understand it. But when you take a step of faith, and to become a Christian, we talk about faith, taking a step of faith. And a step of faith is, well, here I am, I don't actually understand all of that. But when we take a step over by faith into the light, we give our life to Jesus Christ. We don't understand it all from here, but we know that there's something there. We know there's something precious for us, something that God has for us. And by faith, I say, yeah, okay, Lord, I'm going to cross the line. I give my heart to you. And as I step into the glory of your light, then all of a sudden I begin to understand. And it's only when you're in the light, when you're walking with God, you begin to understand the things of God. Only when you're walking with God, you begin to understand who he is, what his ways are, what a wonderful, loving God is. And so it's actually in the light is when you see the light. You can't comprehend it outside of that. And that's where some people struggle. They're sort of caught upon this area there. They know that there's struggles. They know there's darkness in their life. They know there's a lot of hope. And they feel helpless, feel lost. But to get in the light, they've actually got to take a step over. Maybe there's some people this morning that you're in this place. You see, yeah, there's something there, but I don't understand it. But once you take the step, once you give your life to Jesus Christ, then you begin to understand. You see his light upon your life, and what a wonderful thing that is. And when you do that, when you actually make that, that's when the blessing of God begins to flow on your heart and on your life. And that's what I want to talk about for a moment, because it's not just about living forever. It's about walking in his light every day. It's to knowing the blessing of God on your life every day, to be conscious of that, not just hopeful or wondering about it, but to know that I am walking in the light of God. I am walking in his grace. Now, I'm not saying never going to have a problem. I'm going to talk about you're still going to have problems, because in this world there are problems. But to know what it is to be walking in the light of Christ in our daily life, in our everyday life, and to know his blessing, and to know that he'll actually meet the deepest needs of your heart, the deepest things that we cry out for, that we should never be ones that are overwhelmed and living in a darkness of the soul, because we're walking in the light, and some of the things that God will touch us in our life. And there is a blessing. Psalm 4:6, it says this. It says, many are asking. And I tell you what, there are many people that are asking right now in our world. There are many people that are asking this question. It says in Psalm 4:6, it says, many are asking, who can show us any good? Now, there's so many people that you just think about the trauma. We've had floods in this nation. We've had devastating cyclones. We think of New Zealand, and we think of Christchurch and the earthquake that caused such devastation. I don't know, 130, I don't know how many dead now. The numbers are going up all of the time, and just the devastation of that, of families that have lost people that they love, all of the heartache. You think, just cast your mind to the Middle East, you would have seen it on the news every night, or in the papers, you would have seen the utter turmoil in these nations. You think of Libya, where they're bombing their own people and things that are rising. But all over in the Middle East, there's a stirring, there's an uprising. A lot of people are saying, in the midst of all of this chaos, and if you talked to people, these are people that you know, you talk to some of your friends, some of people are saying, what on earth is going on with all of this stuff? What is actually happening in the world? Many people are asking that. This is a great time to be sharing our faith. This is a great time to be telling people about Jesus Christ, because many people are asking, who can show us any good? it looks pretty hopeless, you know, that turmoil in the Middle East, that can spread like a domino effect. A regime after regime begins to fall. And some of the people that get in to replace, we may have had a dictator there, but we don't know what we're going to get back in place. The instability, and that could affect the whole world. Already you're paying more on your petrol because of that. And it's not just about petrol, but the influence that a lot of people are asking, who can do us any good? And it says this, it says, let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord. Let the light of your face shine upon us. And that really is the answer, the situation that we find ourselves in. Many are asking, who can show me any good? With all this stuff going on, so many difficult things happening, such heartache. What is happening to the world? And I've heard people saying that. What is going on? What on earth is going on? But we have the answer, and the answer is, let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord, because when we have the glory of God upon our life and we submit to Him, when we come into that light and we're walking with Him in the light, then we begin to have answers and we see that there is hope in our lives. And when we come into Christ, we realize He is the answer. But you will know people right now who are asking, what is going on in this world? And you can tell them, well, it's about coming into a relationship with Jesus Christ, and then you'll begin to know the hope of life, not the despair that so many are caught up in at the moment. It says in Psalm 89:15, it says, blessed are those who learn to acclaim you. That means to appraise you, to worship you. Blessed are you if you've learned today how to worship. You're in the presence of God today. And if you're one who's learned how to worship Him, if you learn how to lift your hands and your heart and to love Him and to honor Him, blessed are you, says the Scripture. You are blessed because you've learned what it is to acclaim Him, to love Him, to praise Him. There's a blessing there. It says, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. We're blessed. And there is a blessing when we are walking in the light of God, when we're walking with Him, when we know Him closely, we're intimate with Him, when we're looking in full into the face of God, as we've said in previous weeks, there is a blessing upon our lives, an incredible blessing that we can walk, not just forever in the light of His glory, but in this life, right now, we can walk in the light of the glory of God. There's a blessing upon us. I want to look at three areas quickly, three needs, deep fundamental human needs that God meets when we are walking with Him in His light, when we're walking with Him in His glory, what He touches in our heart, deep things. Number one need was for relationship. Well, Jesus solved that one, that we have a relationship with our Father in heaven by giving Himself upon the cross, dying on the cross for our sins in our place. He bridged that gap and enabled us to have relationship with the Father. But it's another need, other needs that we have. There's a number 6:24-26 is an interesting little passage. This was an instruction that was actually given. The Lord said to Moses, who said this to Aaron and his sons, and said, this is what I want you to do as a priest. This is how I want you to bless people. Blessing, when there's a blessing to be given, this is the way that you are to bless the children of Israel, the Israelites. This was the blessing that was to be given. And we'll read that together in number 6:24-26. It says, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace. The Lord make His face shine upon you. And that was a part of the priestly blessing. So they would lay hands on someone and they would say these words, may the Lord shine His face upon you. May His glory be upon your life. An important part of that is towards you and give you peace. And I tell you what, there's a lot of people that struggle with that area of having peace. And that's such a deep need in our heart. God has not designed you to be an anxious person. He has not made you to be a worrying person. You're always worrying. You lie in your bed at night and you're thinking about all the things that are going wrong, or you're thinking about all the things that can go wrong. God never made you to do that. He's not called you to be a worrier. When I was younger, a little kid, I used to worry about anything and everything. I was a little worrier when I was a little kid. I used to worry, but then just as a little child, the Lord just showed me that I don't really have to worry Him, because when I'm worrying Him, I'm not actually trusting God. I'm actually denying who God is when I'm caught up worrying about stuff. I'm worried about this, I'm worried about that. And as a little child, God actually showed that to me, that I'm not actually trusting God when I'm worrying. I'm actually discounting the hand of God and the grace of God and the mercy of God in His heart towards me. God has not made you to be a worrier. He's made you to have peace. And part of having peace is to be walking closely with God in the radiance of His light, that you will have a peace in your heart. Doesn't mean that stuff doesn't go wrong. As you know, we live in a sinful world. We know that the things are out there. Stuff will happen to all of us. But in the midst of the storm, God has called you to have peace. Peace that no one understands, the peace that is beyond or passes understanding. It doesn't make sense. Why aren't you a wreck? You should be a wreck in the middle of that. But when the Lord's light is shining upon us, when His face is shining towards us, what does He give us? He gives us a peace. And not just a peace, oh, it's all quiet, but a peace that is deep right in the very soul, right in the heart of men. And so many people crave that inner peace, true peace. Some people will try meditating. They'll sit there going, om, 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 and thinking that'll do something. All different religions trying to find a peace that can only be found in Jesus Christ. And we can only live in that as we walk in the light of the glory of God when His face shines upon us. And maybe you're someone here this morning and you say, well, I don't really have peace. I am worried. I'm distressed. I'm worried about this thing. I'm worried about that thing. I'm worried about what could happen or did happen or should happen. I'm just worrying all of the time. I want to pray with you this morning that as you come into the light and you get closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, closer to Him, that you will find that peace, that blessing will be upon your own life, that you will have peace, that you're not worried about situations and circumstances. You weren't made for that. God didn't make you for that. Didn't make you to be worrying all the time and stressing all of the time. Didn't make you to be lazy. Didn't make you to be blasé or casual. Wants you to be sharp and alert and whatever else, but not to be worried. That there's a peace in your heart. And if you don't have that peace today, I pray that you're just going to look the Lord in the face and know His peace upon your life, a peace that no one else can give you. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, gives a peace that nothing or no one else, not even a holiday. People go on holidays, oh, I'll go on a holiday, I'll come back, I'll all be peaceful and relaxed. Well, you go on the holiday, you stress out before you go, trying to get everything done. You go to your holiday absolutely exhausted. You get there, the last day you might feel a little bit relaxed, and you come back, and then there's this mountain of work, and you end up worse than you started. Does that happen? Is there peace? Yeah. But so that doesn't bring you peace. But walking every day, it's a walk. Walking in the light, that's what brings peace to your heart. That you're not anxious and worried about every little thing all of the time. There'll be things that will happen that will concern you and you'll have to pray about. Say, Lord, just help me with this. But you're not going to be bound up in that. One who lives in fear or worry or distress. So He gives peace to us. And that's part of His blessing upon our life, that need for peace. Psalm 43 verse 3 gives us another area, and that area of needing purpose in our life, that we need peace, but we also need purpose. You need to know where you're going in life. And it says in Psalm 43 verse 3, it says, send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. And so the light of God in our life can help us find purpose in light. Ultimately, our purpose is to come to Him in His holy hill. In other words, to come to the Lord in His presence, to come into relationship with Him. Ultimately, the Lord's light will draw us to Him. He is our eternal destination. He'll draw us to Him. He's always drawing us, leading us to Him, closer to Him. But He also gives us purpose in life. And you have far more purpose in your life than simply to do one load of washing and then another load of washing and then one load of dishes and another load of dishes, or you do this pile of work or that pile of work and I do this, this, this and this. You have a purpose far greater than that. You have a purpose to make an eternal impact in the lives of other people, the people that God has put you into relationship, who are living in darkness, who don't know their way, who are lost, crying out. And as Lewis was saying to us at communion time, there's something missing within their heart, something missing, and they can't really find that peace. Well, you have a purpose, and your purpose is to show those people the light of Christ, reflecting the light of Christ to them, that they may see that you can come and help them cross over, take that step into the light and come into relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no greater purpose that you live for from that. And if your whole life is one pile of washing to another and another pile of dishes to another, or one pile of stack of wafers of this or another, this thing I've got to do or whatever it is, and then you lose sight of that, you're missing your whole purpose is to be in relationship with people, to bring them to Christ and to show the love of Christ, to shine the light of Christ on them. So don't miss that. Don't miss your purpose in life. Because you get to the end of your life and say, I've washed 20,000 dishes and I've cleaned 100,000 loads of washing and I did 400 million pieces of paper or whatever else, but I didn't bring anyone to heaven with me. But don't forget that. He guides us. He gives you purpose in life to see people come to know Jesus Christ. Never forget that, because if you're walking in the light, the Lord is guiding you, and he's going to guide you to people that are hungry, that are desperate, that need to cross over into the light that they can begin to see. So don't forget that. His light will guide you. You're walking closely with the Lord. He'll tell you who to talk to. He'll tell you when to talk to, who to invite. He'll tell you those things. He'll give you the words to say. And you don't have to be fearful. Oh, will they reject me? You won't feel like that, because Lord, I'm walking in your light and your Spirit's going to guide me. You're going to lead me in that process. He gives us purpose. He gives us destiny when we're walking in his light. And remember that. Don't get so caught up in the routine of life. You've got to wash your washing. You've got to do your dishes. You might have a stack of papers you have to work through, but that's not what you live for. You live to worship God and bring others into relationship with him. Amen? Amen. All those with a stack of dishes said, amen, I'm more than that. Praise God. Okay, and the other area in our life is, so we want to have that peace. We want to have a sense of purpose. Well, walking in the light will give that to you, what God wants me to do with the time I have in this life. The other area is to some sense of making progress in my life. We want some sense of accomplishment in life. It's one thing to know, well, this is what God wants me to do and I'm called to this, but you're stuck in the same place all of the time, and you never actually seem to get there. It is very frustrating. It's actually very soul destroying. You think, well, God, you want this from me? You got what this for me? And here I am, and I just never seem to be able to even start, let alone get there. It is very, very frustrating. So God wants us to have that sense of progress in our life, that sense of accomplishment, that we're actually going somewhere. And again, as you're walking in the light of God, you'll have that sense that I'm actually accomplishing something. I'm actually making a difference. We have a deep need in this life to make our mark. We have that deep need to do that. It's a fundamental need that is deep within every one of us. And as we're walking in that light, we can have that sense of not only that there's a purpose, but a sense of progressing towards that. Now, what is the thing that stops us from actually progressing along? Well, some it might be compromise. Some people it might just be bone lazy when it comes to the crunch. But for a lot, it's the thing that is a blockage to us is we feel like there's this big whopping big problem sitting right in front of me, and I want to get to where God wants me to go, but I just keep getting these problems. Things keep happening to me. All these things keep, and I want to go forward, but I've got so many problems. And God wants me to go. You want me to share my faith? Well, I've got problems. You want problems? I've got this big mountain, this big wall, and I can't even get through this thing. But if you're walking closely in the light, that you'll find that you have the ability to actually cast those mountains in the sea. You speak to the mountain, say, in the name of Jesus, I'm not going to be overcome by this, because the glory of God is upon my life. The light of God is with me. And I'm actually going to walk right through this. And this problem that I'm facing now is not going to stop me coming into my destiny. It is not going to stop me, because I don't have to face it alone. I don't have to work through it alone. I have the light of the glory of God upon my heart and upon my life. Wonderful scripture, Micah 7, verse 8, it says this. It says, do not gloat over me, my enemy. Though I have fallen, I will rise. And though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light. I love this scripture. It says, don't gloat over me, enemy. You think you've won a victory? Well, it said, no, I will rise. And though it feels like where I am, it feels like I'm in a darkness and there's this big thing that's just stopping me from progressing, go forward. It says, no, the Lord will be my light. And maybe there's some people here that you're struggling and you want to go forward in the things of God. You want to grow. We grow church. You want to be growing, but you just feel every time there's these stupid big problems that are there and you just get caught up in it. And rather than going forward in God, rather than even realizing your purpose, you're just struggling in this thing, because these are real things. They're not made up. This is a real problem. But to be walking in the light and to get through it and to have that heart. And the Lord says, the Lord will be my light. And even if I feel like I'm in a dark place, the Lord will be my light. Remember that. Never forget that. Never forget God in whatever situation you face. Never forget God. When people get despairing, when they become overcome, is they're not actually looking in the face of Christ. They forget his light is on them and they're trying to tackle it on their own. And it's like dancing with death when you're caught up in this problem. It's just, you can't do it. But when the light of God is upon you, you can just push through it. and go on and keep progressing, having that sense of accomplishment and also to live in that peace that God has for us in our life. Though I have fallen, I will rise. And maybe some of you in your own heart and spirit need to say that. Declare that over your own life prophetically. Though I have fallen, I will rise. That the Lord is my light. Though I sit in darkness, He is my light. And maybe some of you are struggling. Something within your own spirit needs to rise up. You need to say, no, I will rise. And though I feel like I've been darkness, no, the Lord is my light and I will overcome in this situation and I'm not going to be overwhelmed by it. 2 Samuel 22:29, I spoke about this a few weeks ago. It says, you are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord turns my darkness into light. Remember that word, that if you're in a darkness, it's a word from God. When He created it, it was by word, light came into darkness. And you have that ability to speak in your situation and declare the light of God, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, the same power. Holy Spirit was there when hovering over the waters, as we spoke about, when God spoke forth. You speak forth in your situation and bring the light of Christ into all of the struggles that you're going through. The Lord will turn it into light if you look to Him. But if you're all caught up in it, your eyes are off Him, you're going to be feeling like, I'm just stuck here. And here I am, it's another year gone, and another 2 years are gone, another 3 years gone, and I've never led anyone to Christ, and I've never actually shared my faith, and I just caught up in day-to-day living and caught up in these things, and I'm not getting where. How frustrating that is. But if we're walking closer with the Lord, eyes upon Him, He enables us to go through those things. You're still going to go through them, that sometimes they will be cast into sea, sometimes they will just evaporate. Sometimes you still have to go through them, but you go through them walking with Him, and there's that sense of progress, but always walking in that peace in our hearts. What a powerful thing that is. And the final verse I want to share with us this morning is Psalm 44 and verse 3. And this reminds us of the great love that God has for us. Why do we actually walk in His light? Why are we actually successful? This passage reminds us that it's not because of our own human endeavor. It's not because of our own effort, but it's because of His love. Psalm 44, verse 3, it says this. It was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you love them. That's what brings success in life. That's what brings meaning in life. It's not how much we're struggling and fighting a way through. It's the light of God. As we've got His face shining upon us, we're walking closely with us and walking with Him, and He's with us. We're closely together in His light. It's not because we were really strong and strong-willed, not because we were very disciplined, not because of our own personality or the way that we were wired. Nothing to do with that. It's simply because our eyes are upon the Lord and His light's upon us, and we're trusting in Him with all our heart. It says it's His arm that is going to do that. As His light shines upon us, He's the one that brings us through to victory. What a wonderful thing it is, you know, to know that God loves us. And the reason He does that, the reason that He helps us in our struggles when we're going through difficult things, says, for you love them. What it is to be loved of God. What a wonderful gift it is that He loves us so much. That the Creator of heaven and earth, our Father in heaven, loves us so much that He's actually going to bring us victory. He is actually going to get you through because His light will shine upon you. It was not by this sword, nor did their arm bring victory. It was your right hand and the light of your face. Never lose sight of the Lord. Never take your eyes off Him for one moment, even in the midst of your struggle, because if you keep your eyes upon Him, you're aware of His light shining upon you, upon your heart. Victory will come. You will come through. And you don't just come through as I said many times before, you don't just scrape through and I survived. You actually come through better. You come through stronger. You come through closer to God. You have a better relationship with Him. You have a better relationship with other people. God will bring restoration, healing, even in broken relationships. God will do that. Where there's marriages that are struggling, relationships that are broken, parents, children, husband, wife, whatever they are, God will do that. If you enable Him to do that. Remember those blessings. They're there from walking in the light. But if we rebel or if we go our own way, then we're not going to know those blessings. But if we humbly surrender and say, God, I submit myself to You. And Lord, I'm going to walk in Your way. Lord, I'm going to be close to You. Lord, I'm going to allow Your light to shine upon me. And all of the blessing of that to flow in my heart and in my life. And there's still going to be tough times. I'm not saying you're not going to have things that you go through. but you will go through them, and you won't be caught wrestling. You won't be blocked by them. You won't be stuck in them. You'll actually go through them as we walk. And that's the life that God wants us to lead, to have that peace in your heart. That you're not worried. You're not fearful. If you've got worry or fear in your life, I want to pray that God will shine his light upon your heart today, and that will just go in Jesus' name. And if you don't have that real peace in your heart, the purpose of God, you know, if you're just so caught up in the routine and everything that you have to do, and you just find that, look, you're not really shining your light, you're not really showing the love of Christ, I'd love to pray with you. You never actually shared all year, you've never even actually spoken to someone yet. Maybe you wrote down names in the book of life that we're praying for, but you're sitting there thinking, oh, I don't even pray for those people. And I'm supposed to be my family, my friends, my neighbours. I'm not saying this to guilt you, but I'm just saying that maybe if that's you, you say, Lord, forgive me that I've just been caught up in so busy in daily life. I haven't even done that. Lord, I want to walk closely in your light, Lord, and I want to be the one. What wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if you were the one that brought your friends to Christ, your neighbour to Christ, your parents, your children? If God used you, what a great joy. Say, Lord, I want to be the one. I'm not praying for someone else. I want to be the one, Lord. Help me, Lord, to be the one that leads them to you, Lord, and just pray for that. And if you're caught up in some problems that are just blocking you and you just feel like, I'm just sick to death and not going anywhere, I'm just always fighting all of this stuff, saying, Lord, no, I want you just to help me, lead me through this, lead me through, Lord, and that sense of progress that I'm actually are going. I'd love to pray with you this morning. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you've never actually come and stood and said, I want Jesus in my life. I want the sacrifice that he gave on the cross for me, for my sin, for what I've done wrong. I want him to wash me. I want him to cleanse me. I want to be new today. I want to walk in his light, not only just for this life, for every day, but for eternal life. If that's you, I'd love to pray with you also this morning. Let's stand to our feet. Let's pray. And the band will come and play in just a moment. And I'll stand at the front here. If you want prayer this morning, you don't have peace in your heart, and God never condemns us. He just loves us. You're worried about things. You're anxious about things. God will touch your heart if you're just stuck in those things and all your problems are overwhelming you. Well, you really do struggle when it comes to the purpose of sharing your faith. I'd love to pray with you. If you have a healing need, we'll pray with you. But Father, I just thank you, Lord, for every person that is here this morning. Father, I just thank you, Lord, that last scripture, Lord, it says that for you love them. And Lord, you love every single person that's in here. And Lord, that you love them, Lord, not only just with a soppy love. Lord, you love them to the point of giving your life on the cross, Lord. You love them to death, Lord, to the point of even dying. So Father, I just thank you, Lord, for your great love. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for your presence here. Lord, we're not going to allow noise to distract us because we're looking in the full in the face of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we just thank you for your love that is upon our life even now, Father. And Lord, I pray, Lord, for those that are struggling. Lord, whatever their circumstances, Lord, whether it's relationship, Lord, whether they're worried about things, or whether it's finances, or whatever their problems are, Lord, I pray, Lord, that this day, as they come, Lord, that your light will shine upon them, Lord, and they'll just walk with you every day, Father, in that light, Father. Lord, that sense of that purpose, Lord, of touching people. Lord, help us to shine your light to others, Father. And Lord, the sense of accomplishment, progressing in our life, Lord, those that feel blocked by problems. Lord, I pray this day, Lord, as they come and walk close in your light, Lord, as you shine your light upon them, Father, they'll just have a fresh vision, fresh understanding, Lord, fresh hope in their circumstances, knowing, Lord, that you will do it, Lord, by your strong right arm, not our effort, but, Lord, you do what we cannot do, Father. I pray that in Jesus' wonderful name. Let's just sing this together.